In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we share together the words of God.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里分享神的话语。
Time passes so quickly.
时间过得很快。
I remember the first time I was here, must be about 20 years ago.
我记得我第一次来到这里是大概二十年前。
And then the last time I was here was in 2012.
上一次我来到这边是在2012年。
And my wife and I have been here for the past almost 2 weeks.
我的太太和我已经在这边大概有两个礼拜。
We've been staying in Syracuse, helping, sharing with the TTP students.
我们是住在 Syracuse 教会，然后跟那边的神学院的学生上课。
I myself, we actually stay in London.
我本人呢是住在伦敦。
In UK a few decades now.Many years.
在英国住了很久。
几十年了。
几十年了。
Time passes so quickly.
时间过得很快。
It is all possible because of God's grace and God's love and His mercy, which have been showered upon us.
因为神的恩典、神的爱，浇灌在我们身上，所以所有事情都是可能的。
But it is possible, you know, for us to do more for the Lord when we are still alive in this world.
如果神帮助我们的话，凡事都是有可能的。我们可以帮为神做工。
It's only possible to work for God when we are still alive.
我们只有可能做工，当我们是活着的时候。
When we are still quite healthy.
当我们还很健康的时候。
Unless we have got special grace or special treat from God.
除非是你有神特别的恩典。
Like Moses, who lived up to 120, still very clear in his eyesight.
就像摩西，他活到120岁的时候，他的眼睛仍然是明亮。
Like Caleb, when he was 85, he said to Moses, "I am as young as 40."
或者是像加勒，当他在85岁的时候，他还能说，我就像在40岁一样的时候。
There are special people who are specially, you know, given special grace by God.
所以有一些特殊的人，他们得到神特殊的恩典。
But the purpose of all these treatments are rewards from God, obviously, are to do more God's work.
但是这些神特别的恩典，实际上都是要他们做更多神的工作。
Tells us God is possible.
告诉我们说，在神万事都是可能。
Just like Elijah who met the iron floats.
就像以利沙，他可以让斧头浮起。
That is done actually. That was actually done by God.
实际上，这个神迹是神所行的。
Telling us we can do a lot by God's power, in this end time for Him.
告诉我们说，在这个末世的时候，靠着神的能力，我们可以做很多。
Want to share together the messages that can be relevant to us, today from this passage, which can be seen from 2 Kings.
所以我们今天要用列王记下的这一段经节来作为彼此的勉励。
Listen to 2 Kings chapter 6.
让我们看列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
From verses 1 to 7, we can see a very big miracle.
在第一节到第七节这边记载了一个很大的神迹。
And especially you can see, look at verse 6.
尤其是在第六节。
The last part of the verse tells us so clearly.
最后一段告诉我们很清楚。
Elisha met the iron floats.
以利沙让这个斧头飘起来。
The background of the passage, of course, is important as well.
当然，在这一段记载当中的背景也很重要。
From verse 1, you can see the sons of prophets.
在第一节提到先知门徒。
Said to Elisha, you know, see now the place where we live in now is too small for us.
对以利沙说，看啊，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。
Therefore, they said to the master, the teacher, Elisha, let's go to Jordan and let everyone make a, you know, take a beam from there and let us make a place where we can dwell.
求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住。他说，你们去吧。
And then Elisha said, "Go."
以利沙就跟他们说，你们去吧。
But then one of the students said to him further.
但是其中一个门徒对他说。
In verse 3.
在第三节。
Please, teacher, no, come with us. Come with your servants.
他说，老师，请你跟仆人同去。
And then, the master Elisha, man of God said, I will go with you, of course.
而神人以利沙就回答说，我可以跟你们去。
Verse 4, he went with them, and they came to Jordan and started to cut down trees.
所以在第四节，于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河，就砍伐树木。
Of course, to build another place for their studies.
他们要建造一个房屋，让他们可以继续的
查考。But then, as one of the students was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water.
但是其中一个门徒在砍树的时候，斧头落入水中。
The iron head, the iron part of the axe, came off, dropped into the water.
那个斧头的头的部分掉进水里。
铁
的部分。
Isn't it? An axe must have got a head that is iron and then joined by a handle, usually wood, right?
所以斧头它通常是有一个铁的头的部分，然后有一个木条的部分。那这个头的部分掉进去。
The head came off and dropped into the water, into the river.
所以斧头掉入水中。
How did he react?
那他是怎么样的反应？
He cried out.
他就呼叫说。
Alas, master, for it was borrowed. Very serious.
他说：“哀哉我主啊，这斧头是借来的。”
And then the man of God, Elisha, said, "Where did it fall?"
神就问说：“掉在哪里？”
And then the man who dropped the iron head said, and showed Elisha the place where it came down or went down.
这个掉斧头的人就指地方，指给以利沙看。
Elisha cut a stick and threw it in the water, and exactly at the place where the head of the iron dropped.And the iron head floated, came up on the water, above the water.
以利沙砍了一根木头，抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。
What a miracle!
这是一个很大的神迹。
And then Elijah said to him,
以利沙说
，In verse 7,
在第七节
，Pick it up yourself,
拿起来吧。
And he reached out his hand and took it.
那人就伸手拿起来了。
This is a very, you know, very important passage that we have to learn, you know, if we want to do well for the Lord.
这是一个我们必须要学习的功课，来服侍神。
You know, the so-called prophets, prophets or school of prophets in ancient time was very, actually were very common.
先知在
先知学校，
先知学校在古时候是很常见的。
Very common, 普遍哈。You can see.Even in the times of Samuel, already we can see clearly, there were actually school of prophets.
在撒母耳的时代，你已经可以看得出来有先知的学校。
First Samuel, we can see this clearly.
所以在撒母耳记上，我们可以看得很清楚。
In the time of Elijah and Elisha, also you can see this.
而在以利亚和以利沙的时代，你也可以看得出来。
And this, if you look at the Bible, Second Kings, for example, you can see.Clearly, there were different places whereby you have got the so-called prophet school.
所以在列王记上记下当中，你可以看得出来，在圣经很多的地方都可以看到有这个。
Second Kings, especially Second Kings, chapter 2, chapter 4, you can see clearly.
在列王记下的第二章、第四章可以看到有先知学校。
Places where you find.Schools of prophets would include Bethel, Jericho, Gilgal.
所以在这些地方，比方说耶利哥，你可以看到有先知的学校。
伯特利 ，Bethel，
伯特利
Jericho，
耶利哥
，Gilgal， 基甲。These places you can see.
在这些地方，你可以看到先知的学校。
Many people learning the words of God.
你可以在这个地方看到很多人来学习神的话。
So the passage we read just now, is also clear about Elisha teaching many students.
而在这个我们所念到的经节当中，我们也可以看到以利沙他在教很多的学生。
This is a very important message for us.
这是一个很重要的信息。
The church should be a place of a lot of students.You know, so-called sons of prophets learning the word of God.
在教会应该是一个会有很多人要来学习的地方。
Prophets, there must be a lot of prophets learning the words of God.
是要像先知学校要来学习神的话。
Every one of us is a prophet.
我们每一个人都是一个先知。
This is true in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面是真实的。
A prophet means a person who knows God's truth first.
先知就是他能够知道神的话，神的
first
先知道神。
And then to preach it to others, it's called a prophet.
然后他再传福音给别的人，这就是先知。
This is the definition of a prophet, in, especially in the New Testament, a very important testament, meaning a definition.
所以这就是在，尤其是在新约里面所提到先知的定义。
很重要的一个定义之一。That means we know God's word first, and then we preach to others. It's a prophet.
就他先知道神，然后他再传福音给别人。
So two church members in the end time have got this mission to teach each other to learn together and learn from those who are gifted.We have learned from God.
所以在末世的真耶稣教会的信徒就是有这样的功能，他必须要彼此
使命mission.
有一个使命，就是要互相学习，来学习神的道理，然后再传福音给别人。
Paul tells us.
保罗告诉我们。
In Second Timothy chapter two verse two, right?
在提摩太前书告诉我们。
Second Timothy chapter two verse two, two to two.
在提摩太后书的第二章第二节告诉我们。
He said to Timothy.
他说提摩太。
I have taught you.
我已经 教导你。
You have to teach faithful people.
你也必须要教导那些有信心的人。
忠心的人。
忠心的人。
And these faithful people will teach others, etc., etc., etc.
而这些忠心的人会继续在教导别人。
Of course, Jesus taught Paul.当然耶稣教保罗 Jesus taught Paul first.
当然耶稣先教保罗。
He learned so much after he was chosen on the way to Damascus. And he went to Tarsus, where he came from, to learn many years.
他在大马色被神呼召以后，所以他在那里学习了很多。
他后来回去大树。
他回去大树，然后在那边学习了很多。
Jesus taught him many years.
所以他在那里，耶稣教导他很多年。
That is what he said.
这是他自己说的。
And then he said, "I teach you now, Timothy."
他跟提摩太说，我现在教你。
You have to teach others.
你也必须要教导别人。
Jesus teaching Paul, Paul teaching Timothy, Timothy teaching faithful people teaching others, others many, many.
所以你可以看到，耶稣教导保罗，保罗教导提摩太，提摩太教导忠心的人，然后忠心的人再继续教导更多的人。
This is what we need to do in the true church in the end time.
这是我们末世的真教会必须要做的事。
True church is not your church.
真耶稣教会并不是你个人的教会。
It is not my church.
也不是我个人的教会。
It's the church of God in the end time, being preached throughout the whole world, to include many prophets to learn the words of God, and then to share the gospel to save more people in the end time.
它是末世神的教会，要让很多人来学习，来在末世的时候认识神。
The church only belongs to Jesus.
这个教会只属于主耶稣。
This is very important teaching in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面非常重要的教训。
A prophet school at the time is just like a church.
所以先知学校就像教会。
当时的先知学校It's just like a church today.
当时的先知学校就像现在教会。
We all learn together the words of God.
我们都一起来学习神的话。
This is very important.
这是很重要。
Let's look at verse one.
那我们看第一节。
A very important message here from this verse one.
很重要的信息在第一节提到。
The sons of the prophets, I mean those who were taught by Elisha, they said, "The place is too small for us. The place that we are having is too small for us."
先知门徒对以利沙说：“我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。”
And the reason must be so many people are coming to know to want to know the truth, the teachings of God.
原因一定是因为太多的人想要来学习神的真理。
So the place is overfilled.
所以这个地方太窄小。
Therefore, the student said, "It is too small for us."
所以先知门徒说这个地方过于窄小。
This is what we need to tell Jesus.
这是我们必须要跟主耶稣说的。
This place is too small.
这个地方太小了。
Why so many people?
因为有太多的人要来。
Can we tell Jesus this place is too small?
我们可以这样子跟主耶稣说吗？这个地方太小了。
If we can say this, that means we have got to have another church building somewhere.
如果我们可以这样说的话，代表说我们要 建造新的教会。
This is our goal. This is our mission in the end time.
这是我们的目标，这是我们的使命，在末世的时候。
To build up the church more and more so that we can fulfill the mission of the Lord.
所以我们要建立更多更多的教会来完成神的使命。
Obvious church growth can only be possible if we actively, proactively preach to more people.
当然教会要发展，最重要的是我们必须要传福音给别人。
But when we preach to people, do not expect everybody will come to believe.
但是当我们传福音的时候，不要认为每一个听到的都会过来。
By God's grace, I've been to Africa. This is my 22nd year now. This is to share.
我到非洲去。
Jesus 神的恩典 ，By God's grace, I've been going to Africa for almost 22 years.
因为神的恩典，我已经在非洲已经去非洲传道已经这个是我第二十个年头。
22nd year.
对不起，第二十二个年头。
And by God's grace, I've been going to Africa maybe 40-50 times.
因为神的恩典，所以我到非洲大概四五十次。
First time, 6.5 weeks.
第一次是六个半礼拜。
All the rest, about 5 weeks every time.
其他的时候每一次去都差不多五个礼拜。
What is the point of sharing with you this?一起分享的目的何在？
一起分享的目的何在
？What's the point of sharing? Sorry, I think you have to get used to me. It's the first time interpreting for me, right? It's okay, don't worry. We learn together, huh? Why? Because we want to encourage one another.
为什么呢？因为我们想要彼此勉励。
The church must grow. This is the will of God.
教会必须要成长，这是神的旨意。
But God uses us. That means we are very blessed.
但是神要用我们代表我们是非常有福气。
But to do this, we must learn the words of God.
但是要做到这一点，我们必须要学习神的话。
Many people after they have been baptized in the true church, they still don't know the words of God.
很多人在真耶稣教会受洗，但是他们仍然不了解神的真理。
Because they don't read the Bible.
因为他们不读经。
They don't attend services regularly.
他们不常态性的来聚会。
But many people also, you know, have this wholeheartedness to study the Word of God regularly.
但是也有很多人，他有全心想要来查考神的福音。
This why every Sabbath we must know the importance of coming together. One of the most important reasons is to learn the Word of God to be cultivated, then we can share with others.
所以每个安息日来到这里，我们其中一个很重要的目的就是我们必须。彼此学习，然后来分享。
We can preach to others.
所以我们可以对外人传福音。
We can be empowered by praying more.
我们可以从祷告当中得到力量。
So the church, apart from the regular services on the Sabbath or weekday service or night services, of course we have to open our eyes to see what kind of seminars we can attend.
所以除了我们平常的安息日聚会或者是周间的聚会，我们也要看一看有什么。讲习会我们可以参加。
The true church throughout the whole world, we have got the, you know, so not just only classes.
在真耶稣教会，全世界并不是只有宗教教育的课程而已。
We have got the NYTS, NSSC.
我们有青年神训班，我们有成人神训班。
The student convocation, we have got the ATTC, AMC, SEC, all kinds of seminars.
我们有学生灵恩会，有各式各样的讲习会。
Do we attend them?
我们有参加吗？
Have we got time for this?
我们有时间参加吗？
Or have we have time for other things, but not much time for this kind of very important activities?
或者说我们有时间做别的事情，可却没有时间做这些事。
So the thing about after we have been enlightened by the words of God, we have to know more of the words of God and share with more people.
我们必须要来反省一下，当我们认识神的时候，我们要更认识神，才能够分享给别人。
This is our mission in the end time.
这是我们在末世的使命。
So that we can tell Jesus, this place is too small.
所以我们可以跟主耶稣说，这个地方太小了。
That is to say, the church is growing.
这就代表了教会有在成长。
We have now in Africa more than 100 churches and prayer houses.
在非洲我们现在有超过100间的教会或是聚会所。
Thousands of believers now.
有超过
1000 more than 10,000 members now.
超过1万的信徒。
Why?
为什么?
Because there are people who have learned the words of God and share with many more people.
因为有很多人来学习神的话语，然后来分享。
So this is the first thing I believe we can learn from this.
所以这是我认为在这一段我们可以学习到的第一件事。
Is it possible?
这是可能的吗?
Yes. Because Elijah made the iron flot.
的确可以，因为以利沙他让斧头浮起。
Actually, it's God who through Elijah made the iron flot.
实际上是神借由以利沙来把斧头扶起。
So in other words, to build up the church, it is 100% possible.
所以来建造教会百分之百可能。
If God could create something out of nothing,
因为神可以从无变有。
If God could create something from nothing,
如果神可以从无当中创造有。
He could make the iron flot.
他可以让斧头扶起。
He wants to help us to prosper the church.
他可以帮助我们让教会发展。这是绝对可能的。
To do this, we have to look at another point.
要做到这一点，我们来看第二点。
The sons of prophets were very observant.
这个先知门徒他们有在观察。
Sons of prophets, very observant. 这边的观察力很强。Very observant.
这些门徒他们的观察力很强。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？在第一节。
They said, see now.That means they must have observed.
这里提到说他们说看哪，所以代表他们很有观察力。
They knew the need of the school. That is, we must know the need of the church.
他们看到了学校所需要的，换句话说，我们必须要看到教会需要的。
This is very, very obvious.
这是非常明显的。
Being observant can make the iron flot.
我们如果有观察力的话，我们就能让。
That means very often we can make things which might not be possible.Turn out to be possible because of God's power. Because of observant attitude.
我们就可以看到神可以让不可能变成可能。
If we look at this carefully, we can see awareness, observant attitude, or being aware of what the church needs is important to grow, or for the church to grow.
如果我们仔细观察的话，我们就可以看到怎么样子才能让教会成长。
The prophets knew where to cut wood to build another place.
这些先知门徒知道要在哪里去砍树来建造房屋。
Of course, that was in the Jordan Valley, you know, this very, very beautiful wood that can be cut to build more places.
他们有观察到在约旦河畔 会有很好的木头来建造。
They not only learned the word of God.
他们不只是学习神的话语。
They are not only theological students, to know God's words.
他们并不是只是神学院的学生。
They knew how to cut wood.
他们也知道怎么样
砍树。They knew how to build. They are gifted in many ways.
他们知道怎么建造房屋。
So workers in the believers in the true church must be gifted, you know, with many different gifts, and that would be wonderful.
所以真耶稣教会的信徒会有各式各样的恩赐。
That would be wonderful.
这会很美好。
But being aware of the needs of the church is vital to progress the church. Being aware of the needs of the church is vital for the church to progress.
所以有
vital. To be aware, to be observant all the time is absolutely important for the progress of the church.
所以有观察力，对教会的成长是非常必要的。
See now, can we see?
这边说到看哪，我们有看到吗？
What does it mean?
代表什么？
We must be aware of the needs of brothers and sisters.
我们要看到弟兄姐妹的需要。
Are they shining for the Lord? Are they shining, you know, shine? The sun shines.
他们是不是有在
发光呢？
发光。
Are they living in darkness?
或是他们活在黑暗中?
Are they sinning against God?
他们是不是犯罪?
Are they doing good works for the Lord?
或是他们为神做好的圣工?
Are they very spiritual in the eyes of God?
他们是不是在神的眼中是属灵的?
We must be aware of the brothers and sisters so that we can help them.
我们必须要了解弟兄姐妹所以我们可以互相帮助。
But sometimes we don't know each other.
但是很多时候我们不认识彼此。
We come to church, we don't even speak to one another.
有时候我们来到教会，我们甚至不太交谈。
We wait for people to talk to us rather than proactively having fellowship with one another.
我们等别人来跟我们讲话，而不是主动的去跟别人团契。
How can we be observant?
这样的话，我们怎么能够有观察力？
Oh, so you can see the prophets are very, very observant.
所以我们可以看到这里，先知门徒非常有观察力。
Knowing the needs of the church.
他们看到了教会的需要。
Oh, this is what we need to do.
这是我们需要做的。
This is what we need to have to see what the church needs, how I can help, what I can offer.
我们要看到教会需要什么，我可以怎么样子帮助，我可以提供什么。
So when the church tells us to do something, I say, "Oh, wonderful! I'll do it."
所以当教会要求我们什么的时候，我们会说，哦，太好了，我愿意去做。
Be observant of our own shortcomings, also very important.
而了解到自己的缺点也是很重要。
Observant, 观察得到，哇 ，I'm weak in this.
要观察到自己的缺点，然后知道说我在这方面有欠缺。
Maybe.You know, I am not humble enough.
也许说我不够谦卑。
Maybe I have jealousy in me.
也许我有嫉妒心。
Maybe I have grudges against one another.
也许我有跟别人有争吵。
Maybe I'm so lazy in serving God.
也许我在服事上面非常懒惰。
We should be aware of our own weaknesses.
我们要知道自己的缺点。
Otherwise, it's not easy to grow. Otherwise, it's not easy to grow.
不然的话，要成长是不容易。
It's not true.
不是这样。
Because when a person is not aware of his own weaknesses, how can he grow?
如果一个人不知道自己缺点在哪，他怎么能成长？
So being observant for others must also be applied to us.
所以要有观察力，不只是观察别人，也要观察自己。
And then the iron can float.
这样子斧头就能浮起。
That means God will help us to change to do things which we think impossible.
因为神可以帮助我们来改变我们认为不可能的事。
The next thing we can learn.
第二件，接下来我们可以学习到。
Look at these students and the master working together.
我们看到这里门徒和师父怎么样子一起同工。
From the verses 1-3.
从第一节到第三节。
We can see the relationship between the master and the students very, very much in harmony.
我们可以看到这里门徒和老师之间是非常和谐。
You know.The students asked Elijah, "Let's go." In the beginning, he said, "You go." Verse 2, right?
这里门徒要求说，求你与我们同去。而老师跟他们讲说，你们去吧。
And then, but however, in verse 3, the one of the students said, "You come with us. You come with us."
而第三节一个门徒说，求你与仆人同去。
And then Elijah, "Okay, I will go."
伊丽莎就说我可以去。
If the relationship between the teacher, the son of man, Elijah, the master of the word of God, was not good with the students, they would not have this kind of very beautiful relationship.
如果说他们的老师神人伊丽莎跟他的门徒没有这么好的关系的话，他们就没办法建立很好的关系。
What can we learn from this point?
所以我们从这一点可以学到什么？
Do not think we are better than others.
不要认为我们比别人好。
Do not think when I'm full-time worker, board members, or then ministers, then we are superior spiritually.
不要认为说我是全职的，我是传道或者我是职务人员，我就比别人好。
It's not true.
这是非常。
With this kind of mentality already, it is, you know, beginning to show pride.
如果有这样的态度的话，已经开始有骄傲的心。
And it's not easy to make the iron float.
就没办法让斧头浮起。
So you can see the first thing we can learn, irrespective of ages and responsibilities, they work together.
所以我们在这里可以看到，不管即使是他们有年龄上面的差别，即使是说他们在责任上面有不同，但是他们可以一起同工。
Very clear from these two verses or two or three verses.
我们可以很清楚地在这三节看到。
There's no gap between teacher and students.
在老师和学生当中并没有任何的隔阂。
Oh, but that doesn't mean the students did not respect the teacher.
这不代表门徒不尊敬老师。
Because mutual respect is important according to Paul.
因为互相的尊重保罗有提过这是非常重要。
We respect each other.
我们必须要彼此尊重。
The most important reason because we are washed by the same blood of Jesus.
因为原因是我们都是神的宝血。最重要一点是我们都是神的宝血。
And also we drink of the same Holy Spirit.
我们也同得神的
灵。We eat the same spiritual food.
我们也得到神的粮。
We are all in the same end time ark of Jesus.
我们都在同样末世方舟。
We're going to share the same heavenly kingdom in the future.
我们未来也会一起来分享天国。
Why?
为什么
？There should be any this, you know, partiality, grievances among us, or sign of, you know, disharmony.
So it
shouldn't happen.
我们当中怎么可以有歧视或者有不和谐的情况？
Doesn't matter where we come from.
不论我们是从哪里来。
We are in the same big household of God.
我们都是同在神的家中。
And we respect each other.
所以我们彼此尊重。
We love one another.
我们彼此相爱。
We learn from each other.
我们彼此学习。
And then the iron head can float.
这样斧头就能浮起。
That means impossibilities will turn into possible possibilities.
不可能的就变成有可能。
They were able to work together.
如果我们可以一起工作。
These people, they were able to work together.
这边门徒和老师可以一起工作。
Because they had the same vision.
因为他们有同样的。
They had the same goal.
目标。
Oh, too many people come now. We have to build up more schools.
他们看到很多人要来，所以他们要必须建造更大的地方。
This is the vision.
这就是他们所看到的。
This is the vision we must have.
这是他。
我们应有的 vision.This is the vision we must have too.
这也是我们必须要看到的。
Then we can see the iron float.
这样我们就可以看到斧头浮起。
Same goal, same vision.
同样的目标，同样见识。
There's a church board that touched me very much.
曾经有一个负责人让我很感动。
负责人会 church board.
一个负责人会让我很感动。
If you look at these board members.
你如果看这个负责人。
They're of different ages.
他们都从都不同年龄
，twenties，
有二十几岁
，thirties，
三十几岁
，forties，
四十几岁
，fifties，
五十几岁
，sixties，
六十几岁
，working together in harmony，
他们可以很和谐的工作在一起
，how wonderful，
这是多美好
，the church is so powerful，
所以教会非常的有力
，this is what we need to aim for， this is what we need to achieve for by God's grace，
这是我们必须要这是我们的目标，我们必须要成就
，the next thing we can learn。
接下来我们想学习。
Look at verse 2 and verse 3.
让我们看第二节、第三节。
We can see quick action taken to work.
我们可以看到很快的行动，他们马上做出。
Verse 2, let us go, go, yeah.
第二节提到你们去吧，他们就去。
The last part of the verse, go.
最后一句就是你们去吧。
Verse 3,
第三节。
And go.
提到一起去。
And last part, I will go, surely go.
提到我可以去。
Four goals in these two verses.
所以这边两个章节当中提到了四次的去。
This is a resolution made by them.
这是他们所定下来志向。
They wanted to do this work.
他们要做
这个。To build up more schools.
做这个圣工要建造更多的学校。
That is, we need to have this kind of, you know, resolution.
这是一个很大的志向。
To build up more churches throughout the whole world.
我们要在全世界建造更多的教会。
This is the mission given to everybody.
这是我们每一个人必须有的。
We have no time to waste.
我们没有时间浪费。
Because we don't know about tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天。
We don't know how long we can live.
我们不知道我们还能活
多久。We don't know how many more days are left for us.
我们不知道我们还有多少时间。
Can we see the Lord Jesus empty-handed?
我们可以空手去见主耶稣吗？
If we don't go, 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 and do God's work.If we don't go, 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 go.
如果我们不是在像这里提到的四次的去去去
，and then I think we will lose the opportunities.
我们就会失去这个机会。
So after saying four times, go, go, go,
所以这边提到四次的去去去去。
Did they take action?
他们有没有行动
？They went.
他们马上去。
Indeed, that is what happened.
的确，这就是他们所做的。第四节。
He went with them. Elijah went with them, and they came to Jordan.
以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河。
So we can see Elisha's humility. Humility.
我们可以看到以利沙。
Humility, 谦卑啊。
很谦卑。
Isn't it? If a teacher, you know, was so, you know, self-centered, egoistic, oh, how can I go with you? I'm a teacher, man. You go yourself. That would not be good, is it?
如果一个老师他的自我中心很大，然后他可能就会说：“你们自己去就好了，我不去。”
So we need to humble ourselves.
所以我们必须要自己谦卑下。
To work together.
我们必须要一起工作。
Look at the next thing we can learn.
接下来我们可以学习。
Oh, what happened?
发生什么事
？Verse five.
第五节。
Suddenly, one of them was cutting, and then the iron head fell into the water.
有一人砍树的时候，斧头掉在水里。
So the iron head fell into River Jordan.
斧头掉入约旦河。
This is a very serious problem.
这是一个很严重的问题。
Without the iron head, how can that person cut wood to build?
没有斧头的话，他怎么能砍树来建造
？So, dropping the iron head into the river definitely was absolutely a great problem.
所以斧头掉入水里的确是一个大问题。
For that person, it's impossible to continue working.
对这个人来说，他不能继续工作。
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么
？Sometimes when we work for God.
有时候我们在服侍的时候
actually quite often at times so we can encounter a lot of obstacles problems in our service to the Lord
常常我们在服侍上面会遭遇到很多困难
it's not true
是不是这样
people can misunderstand us
人们会误解我们
people can even talk behind our back
也许在背后攻击我们
this can be problems for us to continue serving God
这些都是我们在服事上面
会碰到的问题。It's a big problem as if we have lost the iron head.
这是很大的问题，就像我们失去了斧头。
Then we cannot continue working.
我们就没办法继续工作。
But God can make the iron head float again.
但是神可以让斧头再次浮起。
Sinking of the iron head can therefore refer to a lot of obstacles, sometimes in our eyes, beyond possibility to get it back.
所以斧头掉入水里可以代表我们遭遇到了很多困难有时候让我们看觉得好像是不可能再拿回
How can you expect iron head to come up to the water and float? It's impossible.
我们怎么能够预期说斧头可以从水里浮出好像是不可能
some, 本来就不可能不是好像 It's impossible.
是不可能
by our own way, it's impossible.
如果是照我们自己的方式是不可能
That means we sometimes give up working.I lost it. It's okay. I don't want to do anymore. Impossible.
所以有时候我们会说，我不想再继续做了，不可能。
In working in Africa for so many times, so many years, I sometimes encounter this. Iron head drop in the water.
在我在非洲的服事过程当中，我曾经遭遇过好多次，就像斧头掉入水。
And this is constantly happening.
这常常在发生。
But then God always makes the iron float.
但是神总是会让斧头浮起。
This is wonderful.
这是很美好。
Because God is always to help us if we are on His side.
因为神会帮助我们，当我们是站在他那边。
So have the faith.
所以要有信心。
Yes, an obstacle can be an iron head drop in water.
的确，我们会遇到困难，就像斧头掉入水里。
But God can make it float.
但是神仍然让斧头浮起。
What did He said further, this person who dropped the iron head into the water.
而这个掉了斧头的人，他继续说什么
？This is the next point we can share together.
这是我们继续要分享的。
Oh, he cried out in verse 5.
他在第五节呼求说
，My Lord, he said. He says so loud. That means Elijah, my Lord.
他哀求
，This iron head was borrowed. This iron was borrowed.
他呼叫说，哀哉我主啊，这斧子是借。
Why did he say that?
他说什么？
He was very grieved.
他非常悲伤
Because he lost this something so important, and yet it did not belong to him.
他失去了一个很重要的东西，而这个东西甚至不属于他。
How can he would have money to buy another one? Possibly not possible to repair the honor of the iron or the axe.
他怎么可能有钱再去买一个去赔这个斧头
？That's why he was so terrified.
所以他非常惧怕。
This iron head was borrowed. This iron was, this axe was actually borrowed.
这个斧头是借来的，不属于他。
What can we learn from here?
我们从这里可以学到什么
？The iron head is to do God's work.
斧头是为了做神的工。
To build the church, you mean to build the, you know, the building of the time is to build the church, huh?
来建造教会。
But he recognized it.The one who dropped the water, that dropped the iron head in the water, he recognized something very important.
但是这个掉了斧头的人，他发现了一件重要事。
What was it?
是什么
？That was borrowed. It did not belong to him.
这个斧头是借来的，不属于他的。
The significance for us is very clear.
这是一个很重
要。If we take the iron head or the axle as a gift from God,
如果说这个我们看这个斧头是神借给我们的
恩赐嘛？
恩赐。
Then we this all the things that we have actually don't belong to us.
而我们所拥有的一切实际上不属
于我们。They are only lent to us by God.
它只是神借给我们。
This recognition is very important as we serve God.
这个了解是非常重要的。
Maybe every day we can use the iron head to work a lot for God. With the gifts from God, we can do a lot of good works.
每天我们都可以用斧头做很多事，用我们的恩赐做很多事。
But remember,
但是必须要记住
，All these are borrowed from God.
这些都是神借给我们。
This mentality is vital to build up the church.
这个态度是在我们在建造教会很重要的。
Paul recognizes.
保罗也承认这一点。
那他认识这一点哦。
也认识。
What did he say in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7?
他在哥林多前书他说什么
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
在哥林多前书四章七节
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
哥林多前书四章七节
He tells us something very important.
他告诉我们很重要
Everything that we have today is received.
他说你有什么不是领受的
每一样东西我们都是 received. Everything that we have today is received.
我们今天所拥有一切都是领受的
Oh, this is the message to us today.
这是我们要
接受的信息。That iron head actually is a gift from God.
这个斧头是神给我们的恩赐。
One brother said to me,
有一个弟兄跟我说
I've got a lot of properties.
我有很多的财产。
But after a few years, all this will be returned to God. Because I've just borrowed from God. God has lent them to me to use.
但是几十年之后，这些都是要还给神。
几年后了。
几年后就是要还给
神。This all is coming to 70, you see?
因为这些是从神借来的。
快七十岁了。
他已经快七十岁了。
A few more years, this renting to me will be returned to God.
所以他说，几年后这些借来的东西就要还给
神。It's not true. Think about it seriously. 难道不是真的吗？好好的思考一下嘛。
我们来思考一下。
It's not true.
这是难道不是真的吗
？When we breathe our last breath，
当我们吐出最后一口气
，everything that we have in this world we have earned would not come with us。
所有我们在这世上赚来的都不会跟着我们走。
Because in the heavenly kingdom, God doesn't need our worldly achievements。
因为在天国，神不需要我们在世上所成就的。
And yet He gives us everything that we need in this world to live on。And then, most importantly, to use his gifts, the iron head, to do more work for him.
但是在这个世界上，他提供我们所有需要的，而更重要的是给我们斧头，给我们恩赐。
做主工，建立教会啊！
让我们来建立教会。
This is our mission.
这是我们的使命。
But we must recognize.
但是我们必须要知道。
Maybe we have a lot of blessings physically in this world, very abundant.
也许在这个世界上，我们有很多的福气。
Let's remember one thing.
但是我们要记住。
Listen to Ezekiel chapter 16.
让我们翻开以西结书。
Verse 14.
以西结书。
16 verse 14.
十六章十四节。
16 verse 14, Ezekiel.
以西结书十六章十四节。
16 14 very very beautiful verse.
在这里有一个很美好的圣句。
God said to His people.神对他的选民说：“
神对选民说
，Your fame went out among the nations, wow, because of your beauty.
你美貌的名声传在列邦中。
You know why? Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because it was perfect through my splendor.
是因我加在你身上的威荣。
That I have given to you.
是因我加在你。
This is what God wants us to remember too.
这是神要我们记住的。
Everything that we have got in this world, maybe we are in America, we have already the American dream realized.
也许我们生在美国，我们已经完成了美国梦。
But can we go to heaven?
但是我们可以到天国吗
？Can we use what we have got, given to us by God, to do something for Him?
我们有用神给我们的东西来为他做圣工吗
？Do we realize everything that we have?The beauty that we have in this world actually is a splendor from God given to us.
我们有了解到我们 在这世界上所拥有的都是神给我们的荣美。
Do we know we are just like the moon?
我们有了解到我们就像月亮。
Moon cannot shine by itself.
月亮并没办法自己发光。
We are nobody without God's grace and blessings showered upon us.
没有神的恩典照耀在我们身上，我们是
什么都不是。This is something we need to understand.
这是我们必须要了解到。
Allah's master, that is borrowed.
所以这边他提到说，这个斧头是借来的。
Okay, right. So we have to ask God to help us to utilize His gifts, His blessings, to build up the church more.
所以我们要求神帮助我们，用他给我们的恩赐来建造。
Look at one more thing that we can learn.
我们再看一件。
Oh, the man who dropped the iron head knew where it fell.
这个掉斧头人知道他掉在哪里。
Can you see verse 6?
看第六节。
The son of man asked him, "Where did it fall?"
神人问说掉在哪里。
And he answered and showed him, "Here, here."
他将那地方指给以利沙看。
What does it tell us?
这是告诉我们什么？
He knew where he dropped it. Spiritually speaking, he knew his own problem, his weakness.
他知道他斧头掉在哪里。属灵上的意义来说，就是他知道他的困难，他问题在哪里。
Only when a person knows his own weaknesses, he can be strong.
只有当一个人知道他的缺点在哪边，他才能够强壮。
So the man who dropped the iron head short, the son of man where he dropped it.
所以掉斧头的人只给以利沙看他的斧头掉在哪。
Very important. If we do not know our own weaknesses, we cannot be strong. Remember this.
这是非常重要的讯息。当我们不知道自己的缺点在哪的话，我们就没办法解决。
We cannot use this iron head to build God's church, to build our spiritual life.
就没有办法用这个斧头来建造神的教会，建造我们自
己。We might be gifted,
我们也许很有恩赐。
But we might abuse the gifts.
但是我们也许会滥用这个恩赐。
Or we might not use the gifts.
或者我们完全不用这个恩赐。
We have to wake up.
我们必须要觉醒过来。
And then what happened?
那接下来发生什么事？
Elisha knew the place where it was dropped. It dropped.
以利沙知道在掉斧头的地方。
And from verse 6, you can see.
在第六节可以看到。
He cut off a stick.
以利沙砍了一根木头。
And threw it there, where it dropped.
抛在掉斧头的水里。
He made the iron float.
斧头就抛上来。
What can we learn from here?
我们从这里可以学习到什么。
To be able to make the iron float, there are a number of conditions here.
要让斧头浮起来有几样要件。
First of all, Elisha asked.
第一件，以利沙问他。
That is called working, working together.
所以他们有一起工作。
And then, second thing is knowing where it fell.
第二件是要知道它掉在哪。
Right. Also, you can see a stick was cut.
第三件是他砍了一个木头。
And fourth, pick it up yourself.
第四个点，他要伸手自己拿起。
These are the four conditions for the iron head to float.
所以这是四个要让斧头浮起来的要求。
Stick throwing down there means God's power.
木头
丢在水里等于神的恩，神的力量了哈。
丢在水里等于神的力量。
Because that is impossible. How can you throw a stick there and it will come up? Impossible.
因为
it's a miracle.
因为这是不可能的事情，所以只有神迹才能发生。
This is what we need to pray for.
这是我们必须要为这个祷告。
That we have this faith in Him.
我们有对神的信心。
Everything is possible.
在神凡事都能。
Making the iron float to God is not difficult at all.
让斧头浮起对神来说不是难
的事。But then God wants to involve us. He wants to involve Elisha, the one who dropped it, and to know his own problem and using a stick. God's power must be all combined to make the iron float.
但是神要包括了伊丽莎，包括了掉斧头的人，包括他要把木头丢下去，然后掉斧头的人把它拿起来，要一起工作才能完成。
One of the most important things that we can see from here for the iron float,
在这
is very clear.
其中一个很重要的事情，我们可以很清楚的看到。
Verse 7,
在第七节。
What did Elijah say to him?
伊丽莎对他说什么
？Pick it up yourself.
拿起来吧。
We have to take the initiative.To do our own work, to be able to march forward.
我们必须要主动的去做这件事，我们
才能前进。God has done His work for us. God has done His everything for us.
神
已经为我们做了一切，
已经为我们做了一切。
We have to do something.
我们要做。
The iron head is already floating on the water.
斧头已经浮在水面。
It's God's power.
是神的力量。
What you need to do is just pick it up.
你要做的事情就把它拿起来。
That is what he did.
这就是他所做的。
So what we need to do is very simple.
所以我们要做的事很简单。
The most difficult thing already done by God.
最麻烦的事情，最困难的事情，
神已经帮我们做。This is the kind of faith in order to be victorious.
这就是要得到胜利的
Do not say I cannot preach to people.
不要认为说我可以传福音给人。
不可能。
我不可能传。
Don't say I cannot.
不要说我不能传福音给人。
When we meet with difficulties, do not be discouraged.
当我们遇到困难的时候，不要灰心。
This is the most important thing.
这是最重要的事。
Because God already made it float.
因为
problems already solved.
神已经让斧头浮起，
已
经让问题解决。
Stretch out our hand.
我们要做的就是伸出手。
The harvest will be there.
我们
就有收获了。
就可以收获。
Is it not true? Very easy. He just reached out this hand and he took the iron head.
不是这样吗？很简单的，就是伸出手拿起来。
God has done his work for us.
神已经为我们做了他的工。
So we need to ask God to give us this kind of faith or a power to be victorious.
所以我们要求神给我们这样的信心，给我们这样的力量。
So that we can overcome our weaknesses.
所以我们可以战胜我们的缺点。
So that we are not discouraged. I must mention, we are not discouraged.
所以我们不会灰心。
When we preach in Africa,
当我在
The last time I preached to Africa, more than 500 truth seekers.
有超过500个慕道者。
It's not easy, 500 truth seekers.
非常不容易，有500个。
Kneeling down to pray for the Holy Spirit.
很多来到求圣灵。
Everybody kneeling down. 500 people kneeling down to pray for the Holy Spirit.
有500个人，500个慕道者来跪下来求圣灵。
One person laying hands, impossible.
一个人来按手是不可能的。
But God made it work.
但是神让它发生。
Many people receive the Holy Spirit without laying hands.
有很多人没有按手，但是得到圣灵。
God made the iron float.
神让斧头浮起。
This is the faith we must have as we serve God, as we live in this world.
这是我们活在世上，这是我们做工必须要有的信心。
When we meet with difficulties in our life,
当我们碰到困难的时候，
believe God can help us.
相信神能帮助我们。
When we meet with temptations,
当我们碰到
试探
的时候，
we believe God can help us to overcome.
我们相信神可以帮助我们。
But there's a condition.
但是有一个
we must stretch out our hand to pick the iron head.
我们必须要有一个要求，就是我们必须要伸出我们的手拿起。
If we translate this into what we need to do.
如果我们把它解释成我们应该要做什么
？Pray every day, more, the more the better.
代表我们每天要祷告，越多祷告越好。
With the TTB students, we pray more than 2 hours a day.
我们跟神学生每天要祷告超过2个小时。
When we go to Africa seminars, also more than 2 hours a day.
当我们到非洲传道或者讲习会的时候，我们也是祷告超过2个小时。
Because of this, God work, iron head just float on the water.
因为这样子，神就动工，让斧头浮起。
Really, do not think we can do anything for God ourselves.
真的，不要认为说我们没办法做什么。
我们能够做任何东西，不可能，
不可能。
We can not do anything ourselves.
我们靠自己没办法做任何事。
Only when the Lord who has made the iron float, then we can just pick it up.
只有神让斧头浮起来，我们只需要把它拿起来。
Believe in that.
我们要相信。
Then you can see our life in this world would be much more meaningful.
我们会发现我们的生命更有意义。
Much more useful.
我们更有用。
Much more productive in terms of working for God, building up many schools of prophets.
当我们在建造先知的学校的时候，我们会发现我们起了更大的作用。
We are useful in the eyes of God.
我们在神的眼中是有用。
We can be victorious by God's power.
我们靠着神的力量，我们可以胜利。
Iron heads can float on top of the water.
斧头可以浮在水面上。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
356。
赞美诗356首。
Camped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the bottle at the night shall seal the growing skies. Against the falling worlds below, let all our strength behold. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Comes the world. His banner on us is his love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the rock, the sands above, with shouts of triumph trod. By faith, that like a whirlwind spread, swift on our every faith by which they conquered days is still the shining shore. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On and a fall we find, drawn out in dread array. The tents of peace he left behind, and onward to the sky. Salvation helmet airs, we throw the good about. Cross the trouble with a tread, and echo with a shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Glorious victory that overcomes the world. Please be seated.
请坐.
We're going to pray together.
我们要一起归下祷告。
Ask God to give us that faith.
求神给我们信心。
The Bible tells us faith is a gift as well.
这边告诉我们, 信心也是一个恩赐。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们, 信心也是恩赐。
That means we can pray for it.
这代表我们可以求。
Let's pray for each other.
让我们彼此代祷。
Pray for the white TTP students.
也为神学院的学生祷告。
And also for the instructors.
也为, 神学生的老师祷告,
so that we can be useful to them, we can learn together.
所以我们可以对他们有用,
this is very important.
这是非常重要。
I think I'll be coming back here again by God's grace. I think unexpectedly, I believe. I believe I'll be back here again by God's grace unexpectedly. I think before I go back to London.
我相信, 因为神的恩典, 也许我会不预期的又回到这边, 在我回伦敦之前。
I think there was planned.
我想应该有这样计划。
We knew that and pray, ask God to bless all of us.
我们求神, 来祝福我们每一个人。
With the faith to make the iron float.
我们有这样的信心让斧头浮起。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。